Mafikizolo, loco featuring Marumba Pitch. It is 959 Car Drive, on the streets, on the air. We are everywhere. India RE, I'm Not Your Hair, kicked off the hour. And I just had a thought, you know, seeing as how I got married this weekend. That's funny. Do you know how to kikiza?
Yeah.
This year? That's a big one.
I get away with it though.
Nah.
They always tell me to lead.
Nah.
Wow. Oh, you lead like that.
Wow.
Even I could do better than that.
Really?
It's better than
But it's just that I cut mine and put a remix to it.
Why? Why do you cut it?
It sounds cooler, like. Guys, I know how to. That's the bottom line.
Anyway, the assumption is that when people get into a relationship, especially when you're older, that you've discussed where this relationship is headed.
Yes.
If anywhere.
You should.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always wondered, if somebody proposes in a relationship and then somebody else turns down the proposal, does that signify the end of a relationship?
Yes, full stop.
Really?
Yeah. No, I think I'm only answering like this because, yeah, like you're saying, you led us into Masibadala and we get into it, right? We kind of know where the relationship is going. So if I'm going to change my mind all of a sudden along the way and I don't communicate to my partner, because in this instance, my partner would be the one proposing to me, let's say, for example. If I say no, he must pack his stuff and leave me. If I'm confused, he must leave me and go for somebody who knows exactly what they want, because what do I want?
Yeah, that's under the assumption that you had the initial conversation.
Yeah.
If you have never had the conversation and all of the green, you are coming up with a proposal.
Jani, bro.
Hi, but we've never actually discussed it. We are actually here for the long run. I think you should have had that conversation first before the person feels, I don't know, confident enough to propose.
Okay, so wait. If you are saying we can stay in this relationship, even if I say no, how do we come back from it? Like, afterwards, then we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, then you say, why? Why is it that you're saying no? And then I say, we've never had a conversation about where it is that we're trying to go. Are we even under the same umbrella as far as philosophies of life?
I would say no, just to see the other surprise. Like,
guys.
Yeah, because you can propose again. It doesn't mean one proposal is your complete no. You can propose again. If you did the roses today, the next proposal maybe on a yacht, and then the next one, like, you know?
This one.
Yeah, you can continue the relationship. Why are you even stopping it just because somebody
I agree with that. Let me tell you why I say that with Ambali. Because if you just leave now, it's like, right? So it's fine. Because maybe you're just saying no for the moments, because you're not ready today. You may be ready in the future.
Yes.
Also, what I always tell people is, so if you remember Microsoft XP, Windows XP, which came out, I think, in about 2000, 2001.
Yeah.
Was the first system software that had a rollback system. So if something had gone wrong once after you've installed a program, you could roll back to like the day before you did the installation.
Okay. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So before I proposed, the relationship was fine.
Yeah, bro.
Literally, right before I proposed, the relationship was fine.
Yes. Exactly.
So why can we not roll back to the moments before I proposed and then go, okay, let's take it from there. I'll disregard this L that I've just taken now, because it's a huge L.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But let's work towards a better understanding where maybe we can have a congruent vision.
Wait, so can we roll back for other things as well? Because let's say, for example, we are dating. You have a lot of things that you say, if a person shows me this side, then I'm not going to continue with a relationship, for example. So let's say you don't like me in this point. Our relationship is fine. I reveal something about myself that you don't like, and you're like, hey, I can't do this relationship. Will we be able to roll back and
you
just
can't,
be okay?
Because that is a character defect.
So
all I've done now is I've just asked you to marry me. That's all I've done.
It says a lot about your character.
But also you saying no, it's not necessarily saying you don't want to marry me. It's just saying you don't want to marry me at the time.
Now. time. Yeah. Mm.
You're
that's
making
all it is.
Assumptions. Let us just continue with our lives separately, guys. It's okay. We don't want to get married. I want
no.
to get married at this point.
Yes.
You don't want to at this point.
At this point.
So, why may I skitch you, son?
It doesn't mean that we won't get to a point where we both want to get married.
If it's meant to be, we'll find out each other again.
And also, relationships are about a compromise.
Yes.
So like I said, as a guy, I'll take the L. Big L. I'm not going to lie. That's a huge L. And it hurts a lot.
And you're going to sell.
But if you still like the person, I don't see why the relationship must end.
Manje, mm-hmm. it's a game. Now
it's
every
not,
day you're trying
though.
To up
no.
your proposal in
no,
order to see.
It's not, it's not like that.
You're
because I get to, you're going to ask me, Uguti, why is it that you're not accepting the proposal right now? Mm-hmm. And then we have a conversation about what the defaults are right now that are stopping me from saying yes right now. It doesn't mean that I don't love you or I don't like you. Right now,
unless you do say, "Oh, you're not the person," then again, then the relationship must end.
Unless you say, "You see,"
yeah, then it must
end. I was about to say, you now are saying, "I am now forced to have this very deep conversation that we could not have during the journey of our relationship." Manje wena so ufuna ma answer wako manje, because now you want to sit me down in a boardroom and ask me,
but even
why
then,
don't you want to get married?
That's your fault.
What is the reason?
Why have
that's
we
your
not
fault?
Had
why have you not brought it up? All along, you knew I wasn't the one.
When you were busy planning here, big proposal, why were you not hinting and asking?
Because I thought you were the one. That's why I didn't
so
bring
you
it up.
Thought he wasn't the one.
I thought he
but
wasn't the one.
So why didn't you say?
We didn't speak because
you watched me take you to Paris to get down on one knee. What nonsense is this?
I was securing my bag.
Yeah. You are the one, in fact. When was that time, Ella? How? Pumanik mean, when was that time? Why did you come with me to Paris?
Let me move on to my next bag. Because
wow.
I mean, honestly, you're going to be moping around for the next 3 months trying to sit me down for a serious discussion. My pele.
Yeah, I know. Let us know, what are your thoughts? If you propose and you get an N-O, big L, does the relationship end or can the relationship continue after that? Post Malone and Doja Cat. This is a song that we were playing. Well, I guess you had to guess what song it was earlier on in the show in the first hour. But we're having a discussion right now. If somebody would propose to you and then you turn them down, would that signify the end of a relationship?
Hey, guys, the topic that you guys are having right now about what would you do if you propose and someone declines. Currently, next month, me and my girlfriend are going somewhere and I'm planning on proposing. And I've asked myself that question so many times. Is it marangala? And then what?
But also now... How is it taking you by surprise now? Surely you know what your person wants to do.
Sanibonani, lento de ilula. Umuntu uma kungabe akayivumi proposal yakho, uyaqhubeka naye nge-relationship until uthole umuntu ongcono ozovuma ukuthi umshade. Ngeke umoshe isikhathi nomuntu ongazibona shade nawe. Ngoba vele sometimes abantu bayangena kuma-relationship for the sake nje yoku-avoid ukuba single.
Okay. Tandi, enforce Luras.
Hi, Cesar and team.
How's it going?
I'm good, and you guys?
I'm also well, thank you.
Okay, so now I'm on the side that I would think that the conversation has been had and all of that, right?
Mm.
But I think that if we decide that we are going to continue after a proposal has been rejected, then Ote No must be the one to propose, yeah. Masega, right? So, because I would assume you're not accepting because you're not ready. So when you're ready, then you need to be the one that proposes. So you need to then take me to Paris, yeah, after.
Ew. Why is God trying to go
Why
is God trying to go What if I don't want to take you to Paris now?
Well, take me somewhere else.
I'm just saying, well, you can take me somewhere else. But I think if you reject the proposal, but you say that we should continue and I agree to that, then when you are ready, you need to be the one that then takes that step.
Can I ask
because
you
because surely to get rejected again is not an option. So, and I mean, I've already made my intention clear. And when I'm going to be ready, but however, you now maybe say that you do want to get married in the future. So when I was a proposer, I get girl or guy, So yeah, I think that's fair.
A good point.
Can I ask you a question?
Would you then set a timeline for when the person must then propose to you?
Oh, I think you can sort of have that conversation as well. Okay. Obviously, now, if that person has said, I'm not ready, it's different to I never want to get married. Because mm-hmm. now I'm not ready, you know, I'm not ready because I want to finish my studies. I want, you know, to do certain things, that's fair. But also, we need to have, like, some kind of, you know, okay, what are we looking at? Because you also can't keep me hanging around for the next 10 years because you're not ready, when actually you never want to get married at all. So there has to be some level of honesty as well from the person who rejects the proposal, who would be, do they actually want to get married at some point or not at all? But if you do want to, I've done my part. I've already, you know, communicated where I'm at and where I see the relationship going. And I'm willing to, you know, still wait for you. But, yeah, you need to propose when you're ready.
Thank you very much for that, Tandi. Tandi, of course, Loras. Coming with the cold, hard facts.
Look. We are one parliamentary inquiry into this relationship.
Hey, guys.
Relationships are parliament, though.
Hey? Nduduzo Makatsini. Dr. Nduduzo Makatsini, we should say. Udakapo, Yeshamoya. It's 959, it's car driving on the streets, on the air, we everywhere. Having a discussion right now, if you were to propose to your significant other and they turned you down, would that signify the end of the relationship? Or would you soldier on?
As it, guys, if you're South African or African and you go down on your knees and you propose and they say no, we are like, because you're not supposed to be doing that in the first place. Meaning, I will buy it at least in Wadley, by Yisalapago, Bungam niggas hang a chance, but acceptable in a car. So when we are figured out, I'm going to say America, that we are like.
That is funny.
I'm number, you will lay me out. I'm number, I'm hayi play amnyakeka awunyakeka ha hayi stele singaka uthi hayi awunyakeka mfuthu
Sizwe, configurations, or rather rollbacks, are for configurations, not feelings. We're talking feelings here, we're talking emotions here, and once you start infusing your emotions or feelings into someone else's system, for lack of a better word, you cannot roll that back. My pain in the relationship, let it end.
You see, you are busy acting emotionally about this thing.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
Hey, it's hilarious though.
So I hope my husband isn't listening to this because it's a very touchy subject for him. But he proposed to me first when our relationship was about a year old. And the reason I had said no was because I felt like we hadn't been through trying times, hadn't been through the best of our times. And there were just a lot of reasons why I said no. Also, the fact that we were much younger then. And then he proposed again 3 years after the initial proposal. And then I was like, hell yes. You know, I want to be with you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And I then agreed to marry him because then our relationship had become seasoned enough. But yeah, I know it was a very touchy subject for him and he was really hurt by the fact that I did say no, but I think then he understood and now, yeah, we have the best relationship.
This is good. Because because my man's was resilient. And she gave him a very cogent argument about why she didn't want to marry him then. Mm. You see, this is what we're talking about. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Let's just part ways. Simply because I don't want to be walking around over analyzing every other thing because there will be just wonderland after that.
Too many emotions here. Give us a shout. What are your thoughts? If you were to propose to your significant other and they turned you down, would that then signify the end of the relationship or would you carry on? Ira Star, Rush on 959. Is car driving on the streets, on the air, we everywhere. Before that, Tink and 2 Chainz, Cater. We're having a discussion here about proposals. If you were to propose to your significant other and then they turned you down, post turning you down, would that signify the end of the relationship or would you still want to carry on? What are your thoughts?
I must say this one, I agree on that. If you say no, I nyaduga,
Well, by the minute you say yes, I would feel actually like you're making me a favor, so why? Banus Pumele, shy shot left, Nams, a shy shot lefty. Because even if, let's just say, maybe I sent a letter to your parents, and then, oh, you're saying, no, oh, see, how many seen to vel? Saying I have been a spoocher, the way you mind your vel, I want buy in Zangakon, and then you regret the letter, and then everything has to be like, the Ibe sharp after that. I, if man will be going to Jala, I'm going to be going to Jala. Great show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Once a person refuses or rebukes your proposal, that relationship is over. I challenge you straight on. No matter when Zalaganja Ningaban, Potandwe, no matter when Kaben, Mawa Kipa Makambogutti, sing a Hamba mean or Angsakfun mean. In future, whatever you do, a person will always go back. Akchel, Wutinakchel, Wutilentole, Angifun, when our Kubega night. So once you do our refuse the proposal, was good, you are not the one. Shai tend about calling dead.
Msizwane and the team. No, if angayivumi a proposal, doesn't mean it's the end of the relationship. The only thing we have to do, we have to find out what's the reason behind ukuthi angafuni on that moment. Because akazange athi, I don't need your proposal and we have to broke up. No, but she's not ready for that proposal on that point. Because most of the time we do proposal, I'm a surprises. That is why these days we've got a lot of divorce because we want to compromise what umuntu amang proposing. So to avoid ama divorce in nearly a future time, we may nje uvume proposal uma ready for yona.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Look, I like the depth and I like the fact that people are introspecting. Keep your voice notes coming, 0636880959. I've got a couple more I want to play.
I mean, I feel what sometimes it depends. Anyeke umuntu niyazi ukuthi niyasokola. I mean, akuhlangana endlini. Maybe there's a lot of things we still need to do. You still need to pay debt, into zenjalo. And then, you know, sometimes you go out and ufuna ukuyoshaya moya with friends. The next thing when I propose, wazi kahle ukuthi nomshado awafoli. So some things in the, like, you just need to plan together and then the ring can come.
Okay, now for sure.